Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, the voice of liberation, and broadcasting from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, May 3rd, 2012. It's now about 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time of the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You may also access this program through Blog Talk Radio number of 646-652-4620. Send us your emails anytime to comments at libertytalkradio.com. Emails have been kind of light lately. Folks, I really enjoy your emails, good, bad, or indifferent, especially those that disagree with some of the precepts of this program, because this is how we both learn. So please send me your email to comments at libertytalkradio.com. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net. That's sutton-associates.net, and sign up. In his monthly newsletters and podcasts, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. For your daily commentary on current issues, I suggest that you read the briefs by Paul Jacobs, Common Sense. Just go to thisiscommonsense.com. They're really terrific, folks, and both of those guys are terrific. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website as well as iTunes. You may also follow us on Twitter under @LibertyJoe. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service and visit our website by clicking on the subscribe icon. Sometimes I walk right over my own words. Good morning, everyone. I haven't mentioned this, but the bumper song to this program is called "And I Wonder." It's a real neat song. I like it. For those of you who like it and would like a copy of your own, you can go to, I think it's Charlie Andrew Galaxy, his website, and you can buy it for 99 cents or something like that. I encourage you to do so. It's a neat song. Once it gets in your head, you can't get it out. I love the song. It's written by a guy who knows teenagers very, very well, works with teenagers, and he takes his experiences and he puts them in a song. It's kind of neat. Anyway, one thing's very important, of course, a big, big item is that KFAQ, 1170 KFAQ radio, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, talk show radio stations in the United States, has picked up my program, and I'm absolutely delighted. This Sunday morning, it'll be somewhere, it'll be at 6 o'clock Sunday morning, not about, but it'll be exactly 6 o'clock Sunday morning. I'll be broadcasting Sunday morning between 6 and 7, and then they'll rebroadcast that on Saturday evening between 7 and 8. And that would be Central Time. This is a tremendous opportunity, but really what it is, it's a giant, giant opportunity for what I want to call, not the liberty movement, I want to call it the liberation movement. We need to be liberated. And I'm not going to use the word liberty anymore, freedom, I'm going to use liberation. That's an action word. You know, when you hear about these people who are rioting overseas against despots and whatever, you know, they talk about the liberation movement, and we come here and we don't say that. We say, you know, we fight for liberty. No, this is a liberation movement, folks, right? And I want to be part of it. I don't want to head it, but I want to be a good part of it, and I want you to be a good part of it. That is important. We are liberators from now on, and that's the way this country is built. That's why you see the word no and not in the in the Constitution so many times. The government cannot, the government will not, the government cannot, not, no, not, not. That's all the Constitution says. And of course, what the politicians have been doing is peeling those knots away and may say, we should, for the protection of, you know, for the best interest of. That's what they've been doing. They've been turning everything around. It's garbage, absolute garbage. We need to be liberated from government. We need to be liberated from government. And don't give me this, well, you know, government does some good. Government does no good. There's no such thing as good government. No, don't tell me that. And if you think it's good government, you have to prove it to me. You know, it's like my wife saying, well, my husband's good most of the time. He only cheats on me twice a week. So that means, let's say, he's there 7 days in a week. I tell you, he must be a real good husband. There's 5 days out of the week he's not cheating on me. Does that make any sense? But that's what we do. We say that to ourselves. So this is going to be a liberation, part of the liberation movement. This is the voice of liberation, Liberty Talk Radio. And now you can be part of it. Go to 1170 KFAQ. And of course, you go to their podcast. And if you do that, if you go to their homepage, you click on, I think, listen, and then podcast, and then weekends, and that's me. Let's say listen, podcast, weekends, and then you find me. And you can listen to any of the back broadcasts. But just listen in live. And if you do listen in live, do call in. In fact, I'm so new to that station, I don't even know what the number is. I will give it to you on air. Please give us a call. And of course, today, give us a call at 888-773-4496. We may use the same number. I'm not sure how I can work those gymnastics. I would love to. 888-773-4496. Or I may get a new toll-free number. All right. Folks, today I want to talk a little bit about the meaning of words. Our political discourse is littered with words that have absolutely no meaning. Just think about what we say. Let me give you an example. A friend of mine, nice guy, I have a lot of fun with him, I've known him for a long time, where we're in Starbucks and we're talking about the economic situation and this and that, and I must have mentioned something about the government or whatever. And he says, you know, Joe, the big difference between you, and by the way, he's in agreement with me. We don't argue, you know what I mean? We argue, but we don't disagree, usually. And it's really surprising. He said, and I really, it set me back, way back. And he said, you know, Joe, the difference between you and me is I love my country and you don't. Think about that. I love my country, you don't. Now, many people who have heard me would say, yeah, agree with him. Guy's got a head on his shoulders. First guy's made any sense in a long time. Right? That's what you would think. But think about it. What does that mean? I love my country. How do you love a country? How do you do that? The only way, and I've been thinking about this for a week, about 10 days now. Love, how do I love it? The only way I've come to this conclusion just now, this second, because I have no answer whatsoever. I don't know, do you love the tree? Do you love the concrete? Do you love the roads? Do you love what the government does? You know, do you love some of the government programs? You know, you like love. I mean, first of all, how do you love this stuff? I don't know. I don't hug concrete very well. You know, I don't hug trees very well. You know, I hug my wife. Yeah, but you know, how do you love a country? I don't even know what that. I have the foggiest idea what it. You know, like a jerk that I was. I even answered him. I said no. I said I just dislike the way our government is running things. That wasn't the right answer. That had nothing to do with it. I should have said, what do you mean? I love my country. I have no idea what this guy meant. None. Absolutely none. Until just now. Came to my head. And I still don't know what it means. I think it came to my head. I just lost it again. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. You can't love a process. You can't love things. You can only love, you can love people. You can love your wife. You have feelings for your wife. You know, your children. Your family. You know, good friends. I love my country. I have no idea what that means. So when we have this political discourse on events, on current events, we use words that make no sense. They have no meaning. I was at a meeting recently, And I don't recall what we were talking about. He said, well, really, that holds true, but doesn't really hold true any longer in this post-9/11 world. I looked at this guy and said, what do you mean by that? What do you mean this post? He says, well, everything's changed. I said, I you know what? I go home with the same wife. I have the same kids, same house, same address, same telephone number. I'm doing the same thing I was doing 10 years ago. I mean, primarily the same thing, but ostensibly the same thing. I said, what has changed? He said, oh, everything's changed. He says, nothing's changed. I said, well, obviously, you ain't awake, man. Hey, boy, you ain't awake. You better wake up to what's going on or else, you know. I said, okay, I'll wake up. I want to wake up, too. And let's assume I wake up. What do I do? Well, at least you know what the heck's going on around there instead of walking around like you're a zombie man. You know, one of those zombie things there. You know, you're walking around, hey, you have no brains. You know that. No brains. They probably have more brains than you do. You know. And you go, what does that mean? Really, what does that mean? See, we don't know what that means. But it sounds good. It makes it whole. It makes everything whole. Makes everything feel, everything. It puts it all together, and it makes us close it out. It eases our, you know what it does? It eases our brain. It makes a, oh, good. Oh, it's a, oh, that the reason why that happens, it's a post 9/11 world. Oh, I don't have to think about that. Oh, I couldn't figure out what the problem was, but now I know, because we're in a post 9/11 world. I don't have to give that any more thought. I can go back to TV and watch, you know, Dancing with the Stars. Oh, I feel so much better. Oh, thank God. Oh, I feel, oh, but you know what? Although 9/11 was a tragedy, but in a way it's a blessing, because after 9/11, I don't have to think anymore. And that's exactly what's happening. You know, there's no more outrage. There's too much talk. There's too much listening. And there's no more doing. Too much talk. Too much listening. Not too much doing. We listen to talk radio. You guys listen to me. What are you doing? I'm hollering at you. What are you doing? Well, Joe, I can't do anything. You know, this is a post-9/11 world. Here we go again. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us as a nation that we cannot stand up for our own rights? We cannot stand up for our own rights. We can't do that anymore. We go, well, we know it's wrong. We know it's bad. And we know the government really sucks, you know, but I have to wait here and wait for the next proclamation by our government officials. What is wrong with us? The Europeans used to call us the crazy Americans because we were free. We said and did whatever we wanted. They couldn't, because they were watched. They were monitored. Now guess what? We are watched and monitored. We are like the Europeans. We became Europe. And that's a place that we escaped from and never wanted to go back. And we are there. We have arrived at the doorsteps of Europe. Because of the way we think. We listen. We talk. We do nothing. Do I sound angry? In the event that you might be somewhat confused, I am angry. I'm angry at this whole country. I'm angry at myself. I'm angry with myself. All the opportunities I had to do something and I did not. And now I'm trying to make up for it. And you can never make up for it. Never. The only time you can make up for it is if there's something violent happens. You know, one thing I've really I regret not doing. I hate to travel. I hate traveling. I've been to Europe a couple of, I just, don't get me on a tube flying in the air. I don't want to do it. I don't want to see old buildings. I don't want to travel. I want to go nowhere. I want to do. I don't want to go. I want to do. People retire. Hey, why don't you do? You got plenty of money. You know, and you got plenty of time on your hands. I'm sure you ain't doing nothing. Yeah, why don't you just buy one of them RVs, you know, and travel around this. See them beautiful United States, you know. Grand Canyon's a nice place to see, you know that. I go, listen, I've been wandering aimlessly all my life. I said, now that I know where I want to go, you think I want to get in a car or an RV and wander aimlessly around the nation? I don't think so. Gain a lot of weight and eat fast food places. You know, again, chicken's good there in that town. Don't need that. I think it's time for me to do something. I have a lot of catching up to do. And folks, most likely so do you. Let's stop for station identification, please. If we can find it. Here we go.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We are on the internet, but now also broadcasting on 1170 KFAQ Radio, AM. And we're going to be nationwide come this Sunday. Sunday morning between 6 and 7. That's I get the early slot. And let me tell you something. That's the way I like it. It's going to be rebroadcast on Saturday evening between 7 and 8. Please listen in. And on of course, you won't be able to call in on Saturday evening because it's a rebroadcast. But please do call in if you listen to the show at KFAQ. I don't know the number yet, but please listen in. And the number would be given to you at that time. We're really excited for KFAQ to pick up Liberty Talk Radio is in a tremendous honor, but it's a tremendous boost for the liberation movement. Okay, we all have to consider ourselves liberators. We are liberators. Okay, I gotta have T-shirts made. I listen to Liberty Talk Radio. I'm a liberator. Hey, how about that? I think I'm going to do that. And for people who call in, I'm going to give them a T-shirt. I'm a liberator. I listen to Liberty Talk Radio. No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You'll see, all we do is we can't listen. You know, we can't listen and be a liberator. We have to do. I'm a liberator. I do and listen to Liberty Talk Radio. Okay? All right, we got to do that. I got to work on that. And people who call in will get a free Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt. Okay, in fact, you'll get one now. Call 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Our email is comments@libertytalkradio.com. And let me hear from you. I know who you are. I know where you are. I know where you are. I know who you are. So write me, okay? It's comments@libertytalkradio.com. 888-773-4496. I want to read to you, take a little break from screaming. I want to take a little break and give you what I call the Cristiano Creed. All right, the Cristiano Creed of Liberty Talk Radio, and this will be for doesn't apply too much for my as much with my internet program because I'm given a little bit more flexibility. I'm given all the flexibility in the world. Don't get me wrong, but I'm always concerned about some sort of backlash, and this is what I'm going to do. But I do this anyway at this program. I mean, this is basically the same. Here are the Cristiano's Creed or the 10 tenets of Liberty Talk Radio. I'm going to be nonpartisan. I mean, no mention of any political party at all, not even Libertarian Party, nothing, because I don't want to be placed in a box. And once I'm placed in a box, guess what happens? People identify. You know, how many times I go and say, they say, what are you, a conservative? I go, no, not really. I don't think so. I say, well, can you give me a definition of conservative? And they go, conservative. I said, no, I don't know what conservative means. And I have never received from anyone. We just got thrown off the air. We just got thrown off the air. I'm not sure if we're on.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
Our menu has recently changed. Please listen carefully.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
What? Do you want me to call or something? No, it's okay. Folks, we're back on the air. We lost our number. We lost everything for some reason. Don't know what happened. That happened again 2 weeks ago, and we're having a problem. I think there's a problem with the system. It's not on my end, I can tell you that, because everything's working beautifully. We have a problem, and I hope you're still there. I wanted to tell you about the Cristianos Creed for radio broadcasting. Nonpartisan. Mentioned absolutely no mention of any party, not even the Libertarian Party, because I was saying, you know, people go, you're a conservative, aren't you? I go, I don't know. What is a conservative? You know, a conservative. You know what I'm saying? I said, no, I don't understand what your definition of conservative is, and I want to make sure I answer your question accurately. I have never received a response to that. Never. Oh, you're one of those liberal guys. I go, what do you mean by that? You don't want to give everything away to everybody, and you don't care. No, I'm not one of those. You know, if that's what you know, I'm not one of those guys. What are you? You're one of those libertarian guys? Well, I'm sort of a libertarian, I guess you could call it that. Oh, libertarian, that mean you're like you're a male a lesbian guy? You like to dance in the street in your underwear and stuff like that? You're crazy folk, right? You know, that people don't know. I mean, they automatically in their mind, you know, put you in a box. And then you stay in that box forever. They go, oh, yeah, you know, he's one of them, lesbian guys, you know what I mean? You know, weirdos, you know, they're kind of, you know, they will dance in the street in their underwear, you know. You know, yeah, that's the first thing you hear. You're one of those lesbian guys, you know. And they can't get out of their head. They can't. You say, no, I'm not. I'm a liberator. You know, what are you liberating, you know? What are you liberating? What do you think, you're Russia or something? Yeah, you know, they don't think. They can't think. So no parties whatsoever. Nothing, all right? Non-sectarian. I will not discuss religion. I tried that a couple times. In fact, I brushed on the subject of religion twice. I got a tremendous amount of hate mail, and I wasn't saying anything wrong. I got hate mail. I mean, literally, people were telling me I'm going to burn in the fires of hell, and oh my God, it was. I mean, I'll never listen to your program again. You know, you're the worst person in the world. I can't handle it. No religion, nothing. I can't. Because I'm not a theologian. If you call and say, well, you know, in this book, regardless of what religion it is, in this scripture, they say, I can't help you. So, all right, that's wonderful. That's nice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. That's nice. But I can't discuss it with you. So no religion. Not sectarian. We're going to discuss the concept and not the event. I don't want to get into this, the last House bill, 1524, you know, where Senator something. I don't want to get into that. I mean, I'll leave that to everybody else. And, you know, the news media covers that in ignosium. And not only that, but the talk show shows try to break that apart for you. The big problem is that we talk about, let's say, House bill such and such or some regulation. Everyone talking about it, no one's read it. I'm saying I'm against it. Whatever it is, I'm against. Let me tell you, the answer is no. You're like Ron Paul, Dr. No. I know. No. Don't even write it. Don't even go to it. Don't put it to the floor. I don't want it. No. No, don't want it. All right? I don't need any regulation. I don't need anything. Leave me alone. And I want to be respectful of all opinions. You know, if someone calls in and they're on the opposite end of where I'm coming from, I'm going to say, man, you're a real jerk. You know that? Where'd you get that head from? Yeah, I don't want to go there. I want to learn from these people. I want to know, why do you think that way? What made you conclude that? What conclusion did you come to? How did you come to that conclusion? I really want to know. I do not want to make anyone wrong. I want to make them right. Like, I want to be right. But we got to be right together. We got to be one with the cosmos, as they say. No profanity. I never use profanity. I mean, I slipped a couple of times. Three times in 6 years. Not too bad. And I want to criticize the policy, not the individual. If there is some policy, like people ask me, you like Romney? I don't know Romney. I don't know if I like him. Or do you like him? I don't know. Why do you think I know Romney from? I asked this guy, you like Romney? I don't know him. I said, could we be specific? I said, what is it about you want me to like or dislike? And the blank stares. They don't know. Nobody knows. So, yeah, I'm looking at this guy in a blank stare. I said, well, what is it? Well, figure you don't knock them anyway, you know, and they leave. And I want to separate myself from the problem. This is not my problem. This is not my problem. This is our problem. This is my thing. This bothers me, but it should bother everyone. I want to separate me and my thoughts and my prejudices from the problem. I bring to this program a tremendous amount of prejudice. And don't kid yourself. And I fight that. And you have to remind me. The most important thing is to find the underlying cause. What really is causing it? You say, you got to give food to the poor people or they'll starve. So if you cut that program out, people will starve. No, that's not the underlying cause, and that's not the underlying solution either, or overriding solution. Neither is correct. Neither is correct. Let's find out what the real problem is. But most, and lastly, I want to have a lot of fun. I really want to have fun. If I can't do this my way and have a lot of fun, don't want to do it at all. All right. I want to go back to the meaning of words. You know, radio is the most difficult form of communication. And why is that? Well, because you're dealing with words. You know, there are books written about how a majority, and I've heard this from professionals that say 90% of the meaning of your communication is nonverbal. I don't know where they got 90% from. Maybe it's only 20%. But it's a good portion of what you say is not in the word. It's in the inflection. Could you imagine if I said, thank you for listening to Liberty Talk Radio. This is a pleasure to have. You know, you turn it off. There's no meaning in those words. You know, and I coach speakers. And I tell speakers, I say, I want you to get a sheet music. Any piece of sheet music. I don't care what song it is. Classical, hard rock, rap, don't care. I said, and one thing you'll notice is not all the notes are on the same line. You'll have triads, you'll have, crescendos, pianissimos, everything. And that's what it is. It's, you know, and so radio is very, very difficult. But I want to have a lot of fun. And the message really is carried on the backs of humor. And that's the way I like to do it. Folks, this is about a half-hour broadcast now, and that's about all I really want to do this morning because I have an early morning meeting. I really want you to today, if anything, to be conscious of words, the meaning of words. And when someone says something, ask the question, ask them if you really don't understand the meaning. If you just think, I think I understand what he means by a Republican. No, that's not good enough. What do you mean by that specifically? And you have to probe. And the more questions you ask, that's how you change people's minds. Minds will be changed by asking questions, never by arguing. Like I ask, you know, well, do you want to see the children starve? No. Well, then why against this program? What program is that? And then they stop. They don't know what program they're talking. Well, you know, the food program. I'm not familiar with the food program. Can you tell me about it? Well, the one that gives food to the kids to start, which one are you referring to? Well, the government program. Which government? There's about 100,000, a million government programs. Which one are you referring to? They never know what they're talking about. Then they say, oh, the program to provide food, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You say, is that the name of it? No, I don't know. Well, how do you know it's a program? Yeah, but see, people don't know what they're talking about. No one knows what they're talking about. But boy, we're so damn smart that we say stuff. Oh, yeah. With two or three words, we solve all the problems. We make ourselves right. We make everyone wrong. That's stupid. It's going to end here. And I want everyone, every one of my listeners, everyone with an earshot means earshot means universally around the world to do the same thing. You know, and when people say things, even stupid things, like, you know, the toughest job in the world is the president of the United States. He's got the easiest job in the world. He's got the power to do nothing. The Constitution says, sit there and shut up. That's what the Constitution says. Sit there and shut up. And if someone tries to infringe on the equal rights of the citizens, you stand up and say, don't do that. All he has to do is have a little recording on his desk. He got a little tape recorder. We're recording. Don't do that. He doesn't even have to show up for work anymore. You know who had the toughest job in the world? You know who has the toughest job in the world? The toughest job in the world? Not the President of the United States. No. Housewives. People who stay home and manage the home. That's the toughest job in the world. You're raising children. You're raising the next generation. You're influencing people. They rely on you for their life. You budget. You pay bills. You keep inventory. You make sure people are safe. You repair things. You do things as a housewife or a house husband. That's the most important job, the most difficult and the most important job in the world. Not the stupid political job. What is stupid? They're all stupid. Congressman so-and-so, stupid job. They're stupid jobs. And I would tell a Congress, and if a senator walked in here, I'd say, you have a stupid job. You don't do squat. All you do is cause trouble. You're like a bully on the block. You should go for counseling. Today, kids go, you know, they stick their tongue in another kid, and they go in for counseling, you know. They call, well, I've got the behavioral counseling or some crap like that. And now senators can go there and behave in atrocious ways, write legislation that no one can understand. They don't go for counseling. I want every one of them to go for counseling, every one of them. I don't like them. I should say I don't like them. I don't like what they do. And if they like what they do, then I don't like them. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us that we can't see that? When we start thinking as liberators, you are a liberator. You have to join any group. You already belong to a group if you feel you're a liberator. Once you're a liberator, you won't buy any garbage that is fed to you. And if we can have enough people being liberators, individuals, and I know you're, well, then you're going to get this anarchy thing going and cars you're burning in the streets, you know? No, we're not. We're not going to put up with this garbage anymore. We're going to be free people as God intended us to be, as natural law intended us to be. We're born on this earth. We're not born on this earth and then all of a sudden we're waiting for a piece of paper, a constitution to tell me I'm free. I don't need no constitution. All I need is me. I need me. And you need you. That's all you need. That's all the equipment you need. And if batteries are not included, so what? You don't need batteries. You are a free, independent individual, and you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. Whenever you want. Provided it does not infringe upon the equal rights of others. That's a liberator. So in government... You mean you want to cut Aunt Lucy's hair? Well, you know, you have to go to cosmetology school, you know, to get a license to cut on Lucy's hair. Why the hell do I need... Why do I have to become a cosmetologist, you know, to cut somebody's hair? That's the dumb... You know, I asked a person that question one time. They were going to school. I said, what are you doing? They say, oh, no, they weren't going to school. Excuse me, they were thinking about it. I said, hey, what are you doing that for? I mean, you got to cut somebody's hair. Well, what if you cut it wrong? Well, the person doesn't come back. They don't come back. Well, you can tell them, hey, can I practice on you? I may screw you up, you know? Okay, all right, Bobby, let's try to cut my hair, see what happens, you know? Don't do bad, you know? Hey, clip. Oh, my God, that's horrible. You better try again. You better try on a peach or something, you know, shave a peach, you know, or cut, you know, why don't you get one of them dolls at Walmart, and then you can cut that hair and start that way. You have to go to college. Of course, you can go to training. Why not? Instead of cosmopolitan school, why not just have a two-day training class, a week training class? But not that it would be necessary, but you'd have a place to go in case you wanted to learn. Not that the government says you have to have a cosmetology license here in the state of Oklahoma, but to protect the hair on top of each individual of the citizens of Oklahoma, because we care. My God, when I think of stuff like that, I go, oh my God, you know, where have we gone? Where have we gone? Where are we? Where we come from? I can't do it. It exhausts me. Folks, I have a meeting to go. I'm going to cut this short this morning. I want to thank you very much for listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Please send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. They're very, very important for the whole movement. Be a liberator. All right. Please be a liberator. It's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I would love to hear from you, okay? Oh, wow, that's loud. Hold on. There we go. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Grantshakers Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Grantshakers Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride of your every move. Ron Paul has a sign in his desk that says, "Don't steal, man!" The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well.